name of the God of the entire humanity, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting, there is a popular misunderstanding about Islam that Islam is against democracy, that in Islam there is a dictatorship which is expected to prevail, to be the norm in its political system. Understanding, unfortunately, is also supported by the present circumstances of the Muslim Ummah, wherein most of the Muslim countries are actually run by dictators. Now, when we read the Quran, we come to learn about the fact that the Almighty desires from the Muslims that they should run all their affairs through consultation. So that there is a very important verse of the Quran in the 42nd chapter of the Quran, Surah Ash-Shura, verse 38, which mentions the important attributes of good Muslims. And it says that the Muslims are the ones who pray regularly, who give zakat, alms, to the poor on a regular basis. And in between it also says, وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. They are the ones whose matters, issues are resolved through consultation. It is the process of consultation, in other words, which should always be undertaken by the Muslims in order for them to come to conclusions about important matters. So that whether it's an institution, whether it's a project, or whether it's the entire state whose affairs are to be run, where decisions are to be taken, whenever decision-making is to be done, it has to be done on the basis of consultation. Of course, when consultation is important, then it's important that if people do not come to any one unanimously agreed to conclusion, then the conclusion that is drawn by the majority has to be accepted. Otherwise, this statement would mean nothing, because Muslims have to resort to consultation to decide and resolve all their issues. This statement would mean nothing but the fact that the Muslims should try as best as is possible to come to any one conclusion, failing which they should look at the majority and decide their matters on the basis of the majority. In other words, what the Muslims of today are doing in running the affairs of their respective countries is completely against God's commands. However, there are people who say that in the earlier times of the Muslims, the golden era of the Muslims, no democracy was prevailing. The Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, himself also mentioned that Al-Aimmatu min Quraysh, the leadership of the Muslims should belong to the Quraysh. This statement is seen by some people as not consistent with the spirit of democracy. The fact of the matter is that the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, made this statement in the spirit of democracy and let his people, the immediate Ummah, know that after his demise, they will have to give the right to rule to the party, to the tribe, which is the most popular amongst them. And that is the tribe of Quraysh. This is exactly what the Prophet has explained in some of his other statements, wherein he helped people understand and realize that it is the people of Quraysh who are the most popular, who are followed by the entire Arabian people. And it is mentioned in one hadith of Muslim, wherein the Prophet said that these Quraysh are the ones who, if they believe, then the believers follow the people of Quraysh in their belief. And even if they disbelieve, then the people of Arabia would follow them in disbelief. The believer Muslims follow the believers of Quraysh, and the non-believer people of Arabia follow the non-believer leaders of Quraysh. In other words, the Prophet did nothing, but he practically implemented or guided the Muslims to implement the principle, golden principle of mutual consultation during his times in the peculiar environment of the Arabian Peninsula as was the case during his times. Likewise, we also know that after his demise, the decisions that were taken in order for picking who the leaders who were to be chosen for running the affairs of the Muslims were also done in the same spirit that the individual who was thought after consultation to be the most popular, the most acceptable, was chosen for the purpose. Clearly, there were some differences, but again, the majority decision always prevailed. So that democracy and the rule of the majority understanding is what is to prevail in Islam. May the Almighty enable us to understand the Islamic message properly and to follow it to the best of our abilities.